miserable, defeated, and depressed.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Well, it's time for your examination. This is something that many people go to a medical doctor this time of year for an examination. Many people spend time reflecting on their lives, where they are, various aspects, physically, emotionally, relationally, financially, even spiritually. And really, this is a time that we should, I believe, should actually examine ourselves and should actually see whether we are doing what God wants us to do. In fact, we need to ask God to examine us, not just a doctor. Ask God to examine us. And we need to examine ourselves. And we're going to talk about this today on some of those issues. We may not get all the way through this today, but we'll cover this next week if we don't get all the way through it today. A lot of topics, a lot of subject to cover here. But first of all, from our opening passage from Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24, "Search me, O God, and know me. Try me and see and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So here we see the psalmist asking God himself to search him. And we should ask God to search us. So as we're reflecting on our life, we shouldn't just think about what we want. We should think about what he wants, what God wants. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, we read, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you? Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? But I trust that you will not be disqualified." So here we see that not only are we to ask God to examine us, but we're to examine ourselves. So as we look at this and as we think about some of these things, we should really ask God to examine us. And, of course, certainly we should listen to our doctors or tests that they are putting us through. Look at the results of that. We should look at our financials, but we should ask God to examine us as well, and we should examine ourselves. So we're going to talk about our physical examination. So again, this is a time that many people think about things that they want to change. Some people may feel that they're too heavy, need to lose some weight. Some people want to go to exercise, and many people, in fact, sign up for gyms and will go for a few days, a few weeks, and then stop going and actually continue to pay the gym. The gym actually knows this, and they sign more people up than their gym can accommodate, because they know that most of them won't actually be there exercising, but they'll be paying customers. You see this happening quite often, but we actually need to look at our health, and because it's important, I believe one of the reasons I focus on health is because I want to be able to accomplish everything God wants me to accomplish. I don't want to be limited because I'm sick. I don't want to be, and obviously sometimes I am sick, but I want those times to be few and far between. And I don't want to spend half of my life in my older years visiting doctors. I want to actually be healthy, to have a vibrant life, and I want to be someone that can actually accomplish much for God even in my latter years. So one of the things we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, and we read, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" So here we see that God, the Holy Spirit, our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. We are not our own, but we actually have been given this body by God, and we should take care of it. In the book Eat to Live, which is authored by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, a medical doctor, the foreword is by Dr. Oz, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen."
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered.
Happy New Year! At this time of the year, many reflect on the past year, where we are, where God wants us to be, and plan to make changes to help us move closer to the mark God has set for us. This year, ask God to examine you, show you where you need to change, and help you make those changes. May 2023 be your best year yet.
Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions. Hey, you know, I know it's been a long wait, but we're here. You know, we're ready, and we want to help you with your computer questions, with your computer problems. This is your first chance this year to get your computer questions and technology questions solved, and we're here ready to help you out. And we are going right to the lines here. We have David on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support, David. How can we help you today?
Yeah, got a couple issues that have come up lately. One has to do with my photo editing software.
Okay.
Getting messages like, you don't have of authority to, do whatever I'm trying to do, contact the administrator, and then I get a code, which I can give you the exact code. It doesn't even allow me to rename an image.
Wow. Okay. So, one thing you're going to want to look for is first of all, let me switch over to a full screen and just go through some steps. Now, do you have Windows 10 or Windows 11 on your computer?
10. I have Windows 10, which your people installed for me.
Yes. So what you're going to want to do, the steps are going to be maybe quite slightly different, but you're going to want to click on the Start button here. On Windows 10, it's going to be in the lower left-hand corner, unless you've moved your taskbar. But with Windows 11, it's closer to the center. I'm on Windows 11 right now. You'll go up to what looks like a gear, which is Settings, and I'm going to go to my gear, which I have in a folder, Utilities. And then what you're going to want to look for is Accounts. So you're going to click on Accounts, and then you're going to want to look and see. You see that my account is an administrator. I actually should change that to a local user, standard user, and I probably will at some point do that just to help protect protect against infections and cyber attacks, because the idea, it's best if you are do not have administrator rights and you have another user that has administrator rights, you just log in when you need to make changes. But if you are administrator, most end users are administrators. If you are an administrator, you really shouldn't be seeing that message. If you're not an administrator, you want to see what other usernames you have on the computer, because you might have more than one. Or you have another user that has rights to files and the file settings have been changed. So we'll go over that here in just a second. But you want to scroll down just a little bit, and you want to look for other users or family. So you might have a user under family, you might have an other user, and then just look and see if you have any other users. And I don't have any other users on this computer right now. Again, I probably will set up another user, make them the admin, and then lower my user account to a standard user. And again, the reason for that is if I can't launch a program without admin rights, then if I'm tricked into clicking on a link that would attempt to launch, that link would not, that would have malicious code. That link would not be able to actually run. So that's really what we'd be looking at accomplishing there. Now, what I'm going to do though is we're going to want to actually click on the File Explorer, and that you're going to see what looks like a file down in the lower, like a manila file on the taskbar, and it looks kind of like it's in a file holder. You can also hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window. It's to the left of the left Alt key on most keyboards, although I have seen it on the right side on some keyboards. On most keyboards, it has the Windows logo, which with Windows 10 and 11 looks like, well, in Windows 11, it looks like a four-pane window. Windows 10, it's a four-pane window that's at an angle. Windows 7, if your computer came out when Windows 7 was out, you may actually have what looks like a four-pane window that's in the shape of a flag. So it's like a four-pane window that's printed onto a flag, and then it's kind of waving in the wind. But anyway, you're going to want to look for those files. Where are those files that you're trying to open? And then we'll just go and say that they're on the C drive, and then the users folder, and then your username. And you see, I actually have moved my profile files over to another folder. But let's just say, I'm just going to call this My Documents, and let's just say that this is, I'm just going to call this My Docs, actually. Let's just say that this was My Document folder. So what you can do to look at the proof, at the settings or the security of this, you can right-click, go down to properties, and left-click. So I'm right-clicking on this folder. And let's say this was my documents folder. In my documents folder, even though you see a documents folder up here, that's actually not my documents folder. My documents folder is actually in OneDrive, which is Microsoft's cloud storage. But again, you're navigating to the location of these files. You're going to right-click on the folder, go down to properties and left-click, and then click on the security tab. So from the security tab, you can then click on advanced. And this will give you an opportunity to look at this. You can disable inheritance if you want to or need to. You can look at the owner. If your username is an administrator and you are the owner or you're not the owner, you can make yourself the owner just by clicking change and then selecting your user account. And you actually will have an opportunity to reset the ownership of all of the files in that folder and all of the folders in that folder. You may need to close that out and close out the security settings and reopen them. And you also have an opportunity to select your username and to click on your username. Mine actually has full rights here, and I actually can't change it because the inheritance is enabled, but I can click on disable inheritance. It's going to then ask me whether I want to convert inherit permissions into explicit permissions on this object or remove all inherit permissions. So if I remove them, then I'll have to re-add things, and it's really easier just to say convert. In some operating systems, it may say to add as opposed to remove, and so that would be the option that you would want to go with. You have an option here to replace all child objects, object permissions, in entries with inheritable permissions, permission entries from this object. So you want to click that, click apply, and click yes. At that point, you should have permission to view those files, to make changes to those files, to edit those files. That really is what it sounds like is happening to me, is that for some reason there's maybe the files are in a different location, maybe they're not in your profile, maybe they're in a location where somehow you don't have permission to view them, but you want to actually just double check the settings. Sometimes you have to go in and just change the settings. This happens. We deal with this on a network level as well, where we're setting up sharing, we're setting up permissions, and sometimes you have to go through and actually reset the permissions and just make sure that a particular user has access to those files. And hopefully that will help you resolve the issue. And of course, if it doesn't, maybe you can either get with us throughout the week and we can do a remote session and help you out, or maybe even call back next week with more information and we could help you out there as well. So hopefully one of those things can actually help you with that, and you can actually resolve that issue and get in there and be able to edit your files. It's important to be able to edit your files and to be able to utilize the data that you have. That's something that we want everyone to be able to do what you need to do with your computer.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do. And hey, we are back. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems. A great call that we had just a little bit ago from David. One thing that I wanted to talk about today, and we, of course, one of the things we always say, your question doesn't necessarily need to be on any topic that we've been talking about. It doesn't have to fit into a theme. Listen, we have technology that we're going to talk about if you don't call. But if you do have a question, if you have an issue, if you have something that you're wondering about or something that you want to solve,
you can take us in a totally different direction. It's perfectly okay. And don't feel that you don't know enough to ask a question. I mean, just think about it. If you knew enough, if you knew everything, you wouldn't need to ask the question, right? But no one knows everything about computers. It's just such a large and massive field, and there's no one that knows everything about computers. But you can actually learn, and you can know, and you can call up and ask your question. If you don't know how to word it, we'll help you out. And you don't have to, you know, have a certain level of tech savvy to call this show and ask a question. We'll try to help figure out what you're asking, what you want to know, and be able to answer it for you. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is I wanted to talk about the technology that actually is used and was used in apprehending the Brian Kohberg. He's the one who's accused of killing the four Idaho students in a home that he formerly lived in. He didn't live in there, recently, but he had rented that home in the past, and so he was very familiar with the home and the layout of the home. But he broke in, and you probably, it's a very gruesome story, broke in and killed four students with a knife. Well, technology, the police and the FBI and the investigators actually used technology to help track him down. And some of the technology they had, just think about it, if you are out there today and you're going to commit a crime, and you at some point during that, while you're pulling up or leaving, at some point, chances are you are going to be on a surveillance video. Surveillance videos are, cameras are everywhere now. People even have these on their front door with doorbells. It's something that people even that aren't high-tech people have these and are getting these set up. And they have these, and they can actually see who's at the door. And of course, it also, if you subscribe to the service, and I know when you buy the product, you get a subscription for a year, and then of course, Amazon or whoever is providing the camera and providing the service hopes that you will subscribe after that, so that they can receive residual income. Whether that's monthly or annually, they're hoping that you'll subscribe. But if you do have an active subscription, you can actually view past video as well. Moreover, a lot of businesses and even homeowners now have camera systems that are connected to DVRs, which stands for digital video recorder, that actually are recording motion. And police commonly use these things. It's amazing. Even cars today, a lot of them have cameras. And if you are anywhere near a Tesla, you cannot be anywhere near a Tesla without being on videotape. In fact, if a Tesla is in an accident, there's all kinds of information. They have a lot of cameras, a lot of different angles, and that's all recording, provided that the person that owns the car has a big enough memory card in there for recording the video, and that everything's working properly in that, which we've helped some customers with that to make sure that their cards are formatted properly and that they can actually record more video, as people are, coming near their car, or maybe even, like I said, in an accident, or in this case, if there's a crime. You think about a car being in an accident, if you have a Tesla, or maybe even you have, there's technologies in a lot of other vehicles as well, you're going to be able to have
video evidence of that. Well, the suspect here in this case was driving a white Elantra that actually is on camera being near the area. And so that was one of the keys and one of the portions of technology that was being used by the investigators. Also, again, the murder suspect used a knife and had a sheath with that knife, and that sheath was left in one of the rooms of one of the victims, and that sheath had DNA. And this is interesting. You probably have heard about this happening, and I've even heard jokes. Well, you know, you want to make sure that you don't, you know, if you're going to commit a crime, that you don't, you know, submit your DNA evidence to, you know, your DNA sample to you know, the groups out there that actually, you know, Ancestry.com or whatever. You probably have heard about this. You can go and you can get a kit and you can pay them money and you put your DNA, and then they tell you, well, you have, you know, this is in your past. You know, you have, maybe you have some Indian or you have some Hispanic blood, or you have other types of ancestry. You know, maybe you know you have some ancestors that are Russian or African or various other ethnicities and nationalities, and you can actually track that down. Well, the suspect had never done that, but one of the suspect's relatives had submitted this, so the police officers were able to take the DNA off of that knife sheath, and then they were able to match that DNA to one of his relatives. Again, they didn't know who the suspect was at this point, but they matched the DNA to a relative, and then they tracked down and they looked for relatives of this person that also may have been associated with a white Hyundai Elantra. And lo and behold, they found a suspect who owned a white Elantra that was a university student. And then they went to that suspect's parents' house and actually took garbage from the parents' house, and they were able to match DNA from the parents, from I believe the father of the suspect, and they were able to match DNA, which gave them further confirmation that they were able to use to actually nab the suspect. So this was pretty interesting. Again, it's a gruesome case, not something we really want to talk about, not something that we want to think about, but it's really interesting how technology was used to help nab the suspect. And one of the things to know on this as well is not only was technology used in this case, but you also have again this video technology and even DNA technology being used in cases that aren't quite as big. You know, I mean, this case was pretty big. And, you know, cases have to be pretty important to use this type of technology. You know, if you have, you know, if you have a lawn ornament stolen, you know, during Christmas time, you're probably not, you know, the police aren't going to track down someone's DNA for that. You know, but if you have something major like this was major, you know, a murder, that is definitely something that is major. You're going to have the police utilizing what is out there, utilizing the technology that's available to them to be able to actually help track down who that person is. And again, video cameras, they're all over the place, and of course they can be used to help protect your facility, your home, your business, your car, but you never know when maybe even your doorbell camera might be able to be used
to help track down someone who has committed a crime. Including one of the things that does happen today is the stealing of, you know, much lower level crime, but the stealing of packages off of porches. And with more and more ordering being done online, you actually have people at work, away from their home, and packages being delivered to their house and no one being there. And of course, you know, maybe you have neighbors that are looking out, but if you live in a neighborhood where many people work, and you know, then you have a lot of your neighbors are also away and not at home, then what do you do in that type of situation? Well, you know, these doorbell cameras and other types of security cameras are tracking down and helping identify and catch people that actually are coming up to the doors of the house to steal the various gifts or orders or boxes or whatever it is that you're getting out there. You know, I'm sure that sometimes someone that's stealing, you know, might get something that's worth a lot, and sometimes they might not get something that's worth much. But the whole thing is, you want to, you know, the ability to have really affordably the technology to record what is happening out there. And, you know, of course, you can use the Ring doorbell. You can also use a security system that you may pay more for, but it's going to have a DVR, which again is a digital video recorder, that is going to record those movements. That's going to cost more money, but you're not going to have to pay an annual fee for it. You know, those are some options in that. Other places where technology comes in with ordering is one of the things that we have found out recently is that a lot of the newer garage door openers, some of the higher end garage door openers actually are coming with smart technology, and they are coming with the ability to connect to the internet. And by default, some of them give your Amazon driver the authority to open your door and take your Amazon package into your garage and then close the door. Now, you got to think about that. Would you rather have your package sitting on your drive or on your porch where it could be stolen, or would you rather have Amazon have access to your garage? And if Amazon has access to your garage, do you also have another door separating your garage from your house that actually has a lock on it, that a secure lock? You know, I mean, some people just have an interior door, but you would really need a strong door with a lock and maybe a deadbolt to help protect, you know, just in case, because, you know, some people aren't honest. Just in case you have a driver that's not honest, you don't want that person rummaging through your items in your house and maybe stealing jewelry or cash or any other valuables that you may have in the house. And certainly I'm not saying that most Amazon drivers would do that, but it certainly is possible. And you have to weigh the advantages and disadvantages. But it's interesting that this technology is built in, and that is something that can be done if you want it to be done.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back, ready to answer your computer questions, your technology questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology issues. One of the things we are going here to just follow up on the call from David in the first segment, and also he did also comment on what we were talking about in the last segment with the Utah murder case, and stating that they haven't given a motive for the killing of the four students and also not hurting the other two.
and indicating that there may possibly be something personal. And that's possible. We really don't know that yet. We'll have to, I'm sure there'll be a lot written about that. And you know, with these types of things, it is difficult to sometimes know exactly what did happen. But there will be a lot of evidence that will come out, I'm sure, as the case progresses. And hopefully they'll be able to get to the bottom of all of that. He did also mention on the editing photos that he was getting. He actually mentioned and actually named the actual error that he was getting, and that error he wrote 0x, but it's actually 0x, and 0x. 800701E3. So that's the error message he's getting when he actually tries to save the files or edit the files. And from what I'm seeing on that search on from Microsoft's site, as well as from another site, is that this error is related to saving files or accessing files that are on an external device, on an external hard drive or an external thumb drive that's plugged into a USB port. So one of the things, and Microsoft suggests doing this, they suggest actually going and what we can do, I can actually show you this step. I'll actually go to full screen, and for those watching the video, and I'll verbally describe this for those that aren't, those are just watching on or listening on the radio. So we're going to we're going to go to File Explorer, and you can get there again by clicking on the File Explorer in the bottom, or you can hold down the Windows key and press E. That'll launch the Windows File Explorer. And then what you can do is you can actually go to the drive that actually has the data that you are interested in. Right click on that drive, and then actually, and by the way, I clicked on this PC in the left hand column, and then I right click on the drive that maybe has the files that you're interested in changing, and then go down to properties and left click. So again, when you right click, that's going to bring up a pop-up menu, and one of the options is properties. We're going to left click on properties, and then what we can do is we can actually go over to tools, and there's error checking. So we can actually run an error check, and that will actually search through the drive, see if there's any errors on the drive. Now, if it is a external hard drive, and maybe David, if you're still listening, maybe you can even give us some feedback in the comment section on the video. I'll check that. But if it is a external hard drive, and by the way, if you were getting those messages on the primary drive, you would not be able to run the error check while in Windows. You'll have to reboot. It'll even tell you, well, we can't run it now, but do you want to schedule a error check the next time you reboot, and then you would the check would run the next time you reboot. You can reboot right then, or you can reboot later. Either way, you would be able to run that later, when you reboot. Well, one of the things that if this is an external drive, you'll be able to run it right there. If it's a hard drive, there is a possibility. In a hard drive, I'm talking about a platter drive that has the metal platters that spin around and an arm that moves back and forth. Those do have sometimes fatal errors or errors that cause problems at certain sections of the drive and can cause this type of an error. And certainly running a disk check can correct those issues and can help you to actually correct those. But really it does so by marking those sections as bad, moving the data to another location on the drive, and sometimes you'll have some file corruption. And if the drive is failing and getting worse and worse, what'll happen is you'll get more and more bad sectors. I remember my first computer, my hard drive started going bad.
I didn't have the money at the time to buy a new drive. It was, by the way, a 20 megabyte hard drive. So you think about drives today. If you have an SSD drive, there's a good chance you'll have a, well, some SSD drives are as small as 32 gigabytes, which is not big enough really to run your operating system and store files. But a lot of people with computers will have maybe a 250 or 500 gigabyte SSD drive. The platter drives are typically 1 terabyte. So 1 terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes. 1 gigabyte is 1,000 megabytes. You go from bytes to 1,000 bytes is a kilobyte, and then a 1,000 kilobytes is actually a megabyte. 1,000 megabytes is a gigabyte, and so my drive, where you have today drives that are, I actually have two terabyte drives, so I actually have 4 terabytes of storage space in my computer. It's just phenomenally bigger than what I had in that first computer. But in that first computer, what I actually had is I had that situation where my drive was going bad, and with the drive going bad, I actually had a situation where, again, the drive was going bad, my operating system would become corrupt, I would have to run check disk, it would repair the errors, I would reinstall my operating system, I would reinstall programs that were damaged, hopefully my data, the files that I had weren't actually damaged, and of course, I could back those up. If you remember back then, you backed up files to floppy drives, so I was able to actually back up my files to floppy drives, and we were able to get going that way and be able to actually move my data over and recover data if I was having an issue. One of the things though that was happening is that this was a repeated problem. I mean, this would happen to me every week or every 2 weeks, and that's why we actually had a customer coming in that came in with a bad drive recently, and she said, well, can I just, let it run and repair? Well, it might be successful. I told her that it might be successful, but it's very likely it's going to be something that's going to be a repetitive issue. And by the way, I didn't really know that at that time I was actually learning skills that I would one day be using here at a Faster PC. But it's makes much more sense, especially if you're paying for the labor to be done, to actually replace the drive that's bad if it is a bad drive. So if you do have a bad drive, you want to really replace the drive so that you're not dealing with this situation where you have failures that you're not able to get the data. Now Dave is actually replying here, and he says he followed the advice, my advice, and checked for error messages, and no errors were found on the drive, which is a basic card reader plugged into a USB port. It is possible the USB port to become defective, and he's asking that. So yes, it is possible that the USB port would be defective. It's possible also that the card reader is defective, or that there's a problem with the card. So any of those are possible. One thing you may want to do, if you have enough room on your drive, on your hard drive, one of the things you may want to do is actually get the data copied over to your computer. And the way you can do that, let me switch over to a full screen here. And the way you can do that, what I like to do is just open up a Windows Explorer window. And we're going to resize this by clicking the restore down button. And if this doesn't size so that it's taking up half or less of your screen, you can actually change that by going to the top. You get an up and down arrow. You can click and you can move that up or down. You can also do the same on the sides. You get a left and right arrow. You can move that left and right by clicking. When you get that, the arrows pointing both ways. You can also, a lot of times, go to the edge, and you get a diagonal arrow, and you can actually make it bigger, on taller or shorter, or wider or thinner. And so we're going to get two of these windows side by side. And let's say that we're going to go down here on the left-hand side, click on this PC on both computers. Let's say that your data that you're wanting that's on this drive is on the E drive. You double click on the E drive, navigate to where those files are, find one of the files or maybe all of the files, and then navigate on the other side, on the other Windows Explorer window, to another location where you can actually copy this data. And let's say we want to actually take this file, which is a screenshot of a Faster PC live technical support show, and I'm going to actually right-click on it, drag that with my right-click button still held down, drag it over to the other window. I'm going to let go. Gives me an option to copy, move, or create a shortcut, so you could actually copy it. So that actually moves it over to another location on a, you know, another drive. You can actually try that, see if you can access the drive. You know, you might be able to access the files and edit the files from there. Hopefully you can, if the files aren't corrupt. And that's something that you can do. And then, you know, just double check that card reader. Double check the card itself. Double check the if the card reader has a separate USB cable. Maybe try a different USB cable. You can also try to use a different media, or as you mentioned, a different USB port. Sometimes certain devices don't work well in certain USB ports. So those are some ideas that you can actually try, and hopefully you'll be able to get access to this, and you'll be able to get your data fine and be able to edit your files. But anyone listening, if you are having these types of issues with accessing data, or maybe a drive that's going bad, well, that's one of the things that we can do here at a Faster PC. We can actually help you. We can determine whether the drive is bad or not. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, It's Time for Your Examination, Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. Happy New Year. At this time of the year, many reflect on the past year, where we are, where God wants us to be,
and plan to make changes to help us move closer to the mark God has set for us. This year, ask God to examine you, show you where you need to change, and help you make those changes. May 2023 be your best year yet.